Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And I have to laugh every time I say that. My producers told me they think I need to say the magnificent, the wonderful, the something else. I said, no, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. It's a great Friday evening. We had a windstorm that almost blew my windows out, scared the heck out of me, but it was amazing to say the least. But you're listening to my show tonight on a Friday, and I'm glad to have all my listeners here. And to top it all off, we have reached 11,267 listeners. That's what my producer has in his hand. He's flashing me the board saying that that's how many we have. So I'm really glad to have those new listeners. And we seem to be really growing across the United States, U.S. America, all over the globe. That's really a good thing. We've got an exciting show for you tonight. We are going to do a little bit of everything. We got some great talent we're going to feature. And, yes, we're going to talk about tonight's word is high energy. And we're going to talk about that and see how you actually like those kind of things, because without high energy, you're probably missing out on some great things you could do with your life. I got to send some shouts out before we start our show. One is to Lavon Shahid. She's in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I want to thank her for her purchase of Romantic Images of You, Where My Heart Belongs. I mean, that's an exciting book that seems to be going continuously, selling at a high rate, and that's my best book that sells. I mean, that book just constantly goes. I guess the people really like that kind of thing, love and romance and the whole nine yards. It's a great book. I want to thank Deborah Hardy in Whitehaven, Florida, because she bought Romantic Images of You. So that's a great thing. And then Charles Esco in Indianapolis, Indiana, he purchased Romantic Images of You, Where My Heart Belongs, and I think he got that for his wife, which is a great gift to give. It was for Valentine's Day, and it came a little late, but otherwise than that, they're going to enjoy a nice romantic weekend, I guess this weekend. And I want to send a shout-out to my nephew, Terrence McClure. He is a State Farm insurance agent, and, or is it Farmers? One or the other. I have to figure that out. But I know that he wants to sponsor some of the shows, so that's going to be a great thing. And then I've got to send a special shout-out to Renee Gibson again. She's always supporting us, and she's got four orders of Romantic Images of You, Where My Heart Belongs, for her association. So as you can see, a lot of people seem to like my writing, my books. I don't know why I'm stammering and stammering tonight. I guess that's because of that windstorm scared the heck out of me. But tonight you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and if you want to email me, you can email me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com, or you can write to my business email, which is DonSMcClure@dsmpublications.net. And yes, our show tonight is going to be an hour and a half. We switched our time because of so many emails saying that they'd like for my show to be longer. So now every Friday, it's an hour and a half. And that's a great thing. Last week, we did 2 hours for Valentine's and lovers and played a lot of things. And we're still contemplating whether we're going to do a romance on every third Friday, but I'm still not sure of that. But if you'd like to reach me, you can call me at 347-633-9376. That's the numbers to dial. And again, we have a great show for you tonight. We're going to take you to the islands of Trinidad. And actually, we won't go to the islands, but we're going to be featuring a great singer from Trinidad. And she's called a Trinidarian. So that's a great thing. But we're going to play this quick PSA. And then when we come back, we're going to start our show. And then we're going to talk about high energy. And you're going to be with me on a Friday night for an hour and a half. So let's take this quick PSA about smoke alarms. And I truly hope all of you have been checking your smoke alarms in your house. I don't want anything to happen to you because I need you for my audience. And actually, I love my audience. I think they're great. And my producer's flagging me like, would you just play the PSA? We battle every Friday. But here you go. Listen to this. And it's actually a really good public service announcement about smoke detectors.
My dad is my hero. He goes into burning buildings. He finds people inside who need to be saved. He helps them get out, even when he can't breathe or see or is a little scared. My dad is a firefighter, but the best thing he can do is come home.
The U.S. Fire Administration reminds you to protect yourself and firefighters. Have smoke alarms on every level and near sleeping areas. Test them monthly. Change batteries as instructed. Install sprinklers. Do your part to get out before firefighters have to come in. The fact is, most fire deaths occur in homes with no working smoke alarms. The good news is, that's a fact we can change. Smoke alarms save lives. Find out more at usfa.dhs.gov.
And that's our PSA for smoke alarms. So make sure that you have yours active and working. Check those batteries now, because sometimes you let them sit up there and they start beeping and you unplug them. But actually, they could save your life. Remember, we were talking about high energy. And again, I always use a word every Friday night that we talk about so that you could examine where your life is, where you're going, what you want to do with your life, and just seeing things in a much brighter light. And if you're on track, that's really great. And if you're not on track, we're going to help you get on track. But remember, we talked about high energy. Now, high energy is important because what it does, it stimulates you to really want to grow and build whatever your passion is and things that you have. Well, we took a look inside the dictionary, and it says why you need high energy in your personal, business, and romantic relationships. And yes, you got to have some high energy for those relationships and marriages, and your girlfriends need to have high energy, and your boyfriend needs to have high energy, and I guess the whole world needs high energy. But how does high energy relate to a healthier lifestyle? What does high energy thoughts mean to you? So think about that. What does high energy mean to you? The chemical reaction in your brain can produce high energy thoughts and actions. Now, that's what it says in the dictionary, and I believe that because with high energy, they're even selling energy drinks to get you going in the morning and get out there and do your job. Well, that high energy is what you need, and when you got the proper amounts of high energy in your life, you can do a lot more with it. You could save more money. You can build things. You can decide on where you're going in life. Now, of course, in the dictionary, it says having such speed and kinetic energy as to exhibit realistic departure from classical laws of motion, used specifically of elementary particles whose velocity has been imparted by an accelerator. Ah, that's awful deep. I think what they're trying to say in that, the accelerator is your brain. And because your brain releases these thoughts and toxins into your body to help you move around, high energy is important. You ever notice sometimes you run out of energy? and you feel like sleeping or you don't feel like doing your whole day, well, that's because you don't have high energy. Well, with that high energy, it's going to yield a relatively large amount of energy that comes from that accelerator, which means that you wake up in the morning, you're fresh, you're ready to go, or you're dealing with an issue and you tackle it exactly the way that you need to look at it. Let's say you're dealing with a problem in your home or your business. When you have that high energy, you get up in the morning, you're ready, and you get to that computer or wherever you're going, and you address the issues in a 1-2-3 series. I remember that when I was looking at getting this birth certificate of mine straightened out due to the fact that my parents had thought I was going to be a girl, and then I ended up being a boy. And so now I got to get all that stuff changed. And I kind of let that stuff go because I felt like, hey, I've always been Don S. McClure all my life. So when I went to pick up that piece of information, they said, well, you need to get your birth certificate changed, name changed. I said, okay. And they kind of said, wow, man, how long has it been? I said, it's been a while. But anyway, that high energy kicked in. And I didn't have the 1-2-3, so what I had to do was get on the computer and find out how to file, what to do, what I needed, because I want to leave the country the fall of this year, and you got to have your passport. So I addressed the issue with a high energy reaction, which means that I knew I had to get it done, and it was like drudgery, because I had to spend 2-3 days working on it, then I've got to go do something else, I got to run an ad in the newspaper, so high energy, what that does is I was ready for the task. Now, if you ever notice basketball players, when they're out there and they say, man, this guy is full of high energy or he's an energized player, then you see the commercials about the Energizer Bunny. Well, all that's saying is that you need to bring that strength that you have and energize yourself so that you can deliver what you want to do. And a lot of times when you're driving, and you're high energy, you might speed a little bit, and you need to calm that down. But high energy is one of the most important facets of your life because you're going to hear that term all throughout the day. They're going to talk about being sluggish, and then they're going to talk about your energy levels. And the higher your energy level is, the more you produce positive reactions. Well, in the music industry, a lot of artists have to use high energy so that they can come out with a song or perform at a concert at a high energy level. So when I'm selecting my music, I try to pick artists that I feel will really relate to the topic and at the same time display their talent. Well, I ran across Heather Hadley, and I first heard of Heather when she sang in The Lion King, and I was just fascinated with her. So as I did my research on my tracks to play, I looked it up and said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and play some things by Heather, and I've got some other energized artists for you. But we're going to listen to a track called Rain, and I want you to listen to the versatility that this young lady has, and I also want you to listen to the energy she puts into her songs. And then I'm going to tell you about a video that I was watching that she performed in when she was singing a song that actually came out by Karen White. But she actually introduced it in one of her videos, in one of her sessions, where she was performing in a concert. And it was actually alive. So we're going to take it to the islands. She's from Trinidad, and she was raised in Indiana. Can you believe that? Indiana had a very popular singer who's popular now. And this young lady has a voice and a range that's amazing. But she was born in Trinidad. Then her parents came to the United States, and they moved to Ohio. Father got a job, and from then on, she just kept working and working and working and getting to the music industry, and I think you're going to enjoy her. So let's listen to Rain with my girl. Yes, I got a new girl, Heather Hadley.
My love is real and I'm your girl. Love is poor.
Remember how you used to see me, the day we met the butterflies, let me know I wasn't dreaming. Can it just feel me, why you walking down my street? I know you thought I wouldn't work that hard, you didn't think I would let down my guard. Remember how you didn't believe me, when I told you that I thought you were my sister, now you love me.
Girl, me love you like that, no matter what you do, you know me love me come back. Girl, me why you like that, see, cause you make me out of these numbers.
engineer for the horn to my car. Speed. I wanna settle down, need your baby, I sow some seed, yeah, yeah, yeah. So in order for us to proceed, I need you all to myself, and it's not about greed, yeah, yeah, yeah. Good loving is what I need, and if you ask me if I got your back, yes indeed, yeah, yeah, yeah. So when you're hungry, friend, the love me, I'ma feed you. Straight into me arms, I with me, I'ma lead you. Can't sleep, it's like you're in my brain. It feels like the energy drain, like I'm training. One thing you know me, not complain. Water drops from me when the pain, love is raining.
And I feel like I'm on the islands, man. I feel like I'm a German. I'm a German. My producer says, he ain't done it. Play the music. Play the music, my brother. But anyway, that's the beginning of our featured artist named Heather Hadley. And you're going to learn a lot about her because, again, she's born in Trinidad, which is the largest and most popular of the two major islands, and numerous landforms which make up the island nation of Trinidad and Tobago. But the thing that's amazing, she was born October 5th, 1974, and she's considered a Trinidadian American R&B soul singer, songwriter, record producer, and actress. Now she's won a Tony Award, a Grammy Award, a Drama Desk Award, and she's been nominated for a host of other acting and music accolades. But the thing that's amazing about her, at age 4, Hadley began playing the music of her native Trinidad, including calypso. And I always talk about how music needs to be broad-based. I don't want my audience and other people just to play one style of music. So when I go to this favorite restaurant of mine, that actually serves jerk chicken, I'm going to see how come I can't tell them about Heather, and I'm sure they know about her, because actually today I was having a conversation with a young lady who also came from Trinidad. We were at the health food store, and I was telling her about my show, and she said, well, I'm from Trinidad. And so we talked about Heather, and she had a great admiration for her, and it just goes to show you. But the amazing part, like I said about her, her parents came to the United States. And in 1989, she moved to Fort Wayne, Indiana, at the age of 15 with her mother and brother, Eric Jr., when her father was offered a job as a pastor of McKee Street Church of God with headquarters in Anderson, Indiana. Now, I know we think that everybody always comes from California or New York or Chicago or Detroit, but a lot of singers come from some small cities, develop their talent, and then get on the worldwide stage. And we're always just amazed when they say they came from Fort Wayne, Indiana, or Muskie, Texas. But there's a lot of talent in the United States. And we shouldn't discount people just because they didn't come from major cities. A lot of times there's a lot of young talent out there. But it's amazing how her father is a pastor. So she hasn't lost her church connection, because you hear a lot of people talking about the artists that they only like and only play are gospel artists. And I'm like, well, why would you just play one style of music? I mean, I love classical, but I also play calypso. I also play jazz. And a lot of the artists are moving toward jazz. So when I talk about high energy, imagine what it takes in the studio to sing that kind of song and then to be able to take your versatility and change it around. Well, she attended Northrop High School and was a member of their resident show choir. She even did a part as Fanny Bryce, and we all know that's from the musical Funny Girls. So again, she also went to school at Northwestern University. How much musical talent this young lady has is amazing. Musical theater in her last days of her junior year. And then she made a difficult decision to become part of a musical called Ragtime. So these are the things that energy can bring to you. Now, you're probably saying, well, how do I apply energy to my life? Again, if you start being depressed and sluggish, you've lost your high energy drive. If you start letting your problems take over your life, you're losing your high energy drive because you're going to sit at home, you're not going to want to go out, you're going to want to sit around, you're not going to call your friends anymore, you're going to kind of become withdrawn. Then you'll be sitting down trying to figure it out, but what you've lost is your energy level. And once you get back to that high energy level, you're going to exercise more because you're going to be focused. You're going to do a lot more things financially because you're going to be focused. You're going to use that high energy to find exactly what it is you want to do in life. Even if it's bad relationships, you're going to use high energy to get rid of them, whether they're friendships, family relationships, your boyfriends, whatever. The point is, put a chart up and say, what's my high energy level? And then start off with what's my energy level? And just measure it yourself. That's like checking your blood pressure. Every day you need to check it, or every other week, and just see where it's going. It's going to tell you. And the more that you eat properly, the more you put this high energy thought, because that's really what it is. The more you have this high energy thought, then you're going to turn your life around to be what you want it to be, and you're going to expand your genre. So again, high energy is going to be so important. And it may sound kind of crazy, but I want you to sit down, make you up a chart, and just see where your energy levels are. How much time you put into a project during the week? How do you feel on a Monday, which is supposed to be a great beginning of the week? What's your energy level like on a Wednesday, which is supposed to be hump day? And then what your energy like is on Friday when you're leaving work and you're really thrilled. So if you do that and pay attention to your high energy level, which has got to be the highest level of what you want to perform at. That's what high energy is. You're listening tonight to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and we just finished listening to Heather Hadley. She did a track called Rain, and all the tracks that we play, you can get them on CD Baby or Amazon, and you can just go on there, put the artist's name in, and I always tell people I buy the tracks to support other artists. And I want you to go to my website and make sure you get a copy of one of my books. I'm on a new book now, book 6, and I'm working on book 7, Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance, which has a lot of energy in that book. There's a lot going on. There's love, romance, adventure. You can get my books at www.dsmpublications.net. If you can't find it, email me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com. And I'll gladly turn you on to my website. Now, our featured artist, we want to display the different styles that she has. You just heard her sing something dedicated kind of toward her home country. Well, here's another track called Always Been Your Girl. And again, I tell my audience, listen to the words in this. But this girl here is so versatile that she just needs to be in the Hall of Fame of singers, because I haven't found too many singers that can switch up so well and sound so perfectly good. Here's Always Been Your Girl, Heather Hadley.
Don't lie to me, even if it's gonna make me cry. Say what you need, even if it hurts me deep inside. We've been good friends for years, and I hope that dear, but you cannot end this night without giving me a chance to tell you how I feel inside. So you've seen her, but this is wait, is it serious? If it is, you're making a big mistake. Can you be truthful when you're alone with her and look into her eyes? If you tell me that you don't think of me, it would come as a surprise.
Can you tell me that I'm not her? Say I'm not the one who completes your worth. Who should share your name? Who should wear your ring? When I've always been your girl. Can you tell me I'm not the one to be the mother of your unborn?
I'm still crying over that one. Ooh, and did you hear the guitar in the background? I mean, all that's like high energy. And to be able to sing that song, I don't know who wrote that, but I guess she told him, I'll always be your girl. I guess she'll always be that. Heather Hadley. Well, going back and forth, looking at these different tracks last night, doing some research on Miss Hadley, I said, okay, let me pick something else. And I found a track that was just another amazing track by her called He Is. And so, of course, I downloaded the track to my computer, and then I played it all night long, like 87 billion times. But I like the whole instrumental part of the song, and I actually like the way that she's singing this. This is kind of neo-soul. There's a lot of artists out there now that are getting back to neo-soul and to jazz Matter of fact, when we pray some Christina Aguilera, she's even getting more back into jazz, and we've got some tracks for her that's going to be good. We're going to listen to another track by Heather Hadley called He Is. Then we're going to slow it down by her singing something that I'm sure all of you know, and I'll tell you what she was saying when she did her video. But anyway, here is Heather Hadley singing He Is. And again, it's different from Rain and Always Been Your Girl. Now she's singing something a little bit different. Producer over there shuffling papers, doing that head bop, to do clapping his hands. That was just really amazing. And everybody was like, doo-doo-doo-doo-bop-a-doo. I'm telling you, now that's He Is, so which is totally different from whatever else she sang on my show, which was Rain, Always Been Your Girl, and He Is. We're going to take a quick public service announcement, and when we come back, we're going to slow it down for a minute, still with a lot of high energy, but we're going to come back and we're going to slow it down to Superwoman by Heather Hadley, and you'll see the difference in the styling again. But, man, I am enjoying this, and we were just moving around and shuffling our feet. That was just too much for me, but I enjoyed it. Here's a public service announcement about bullying. And, yes, it is a big problem in our community as well as every community. So address the issues when your kids come to you or your children, your young adults, and bullying can even happen to your mature adults. Bullying doesn't just deal with children. So let's get to this quick PSA, then when we come back, we'll talk more about High Energy and Heather Hadley, our featured artist.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not an only part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get on the school.
To turn on my computer.
From lock to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Hello?
Lisa, it's Janet.
What's wrong?
It's the bridesmaids' dresses for Lindsay's wedding.
Oh, no. Tell me they're not fuchsia.
Oh, they're not fuchsia.
Then what? Oh, they're gaudy, aren't they? All ruffles and lace. Great. We'll look like a chorus line.
No. They're really quite simple. It's the material I'm most concerned about.
Oh, I knew it. I specifically said no chiffon. I mean, it's so passe. I just don't think...
It's not chiffon.
Then what?
They're made out of old yellow pages.
What? I didn't catch that. It sounded like you said they're made out of old yellow pages.
Yep, I'm afraid you heard right. It's got something to do with recycling and good karma on her wedding day.
Oh, that's special. I'm not going to know whether a guy's checking me out or just looking for the number of a good mechanic.
Funny. Very funny.
There's a better way to recycle your outdated Dex phone books. Find out just how easy we've made it in your neighborhood. Call 1-877-2-GET-DEX or log on to DexKnows.com.
And I hope all of you have gotten rid of your old phone books. And don't throw them at your boyfriend or your girlfriend. And don't throw them at your kids. Just recycle them. That's all you got to do. And don't let them pile up. I went by somebody's house and they had phone books from 1989, like a collection. And I said, why do you have all them old phone books? They said, because I like phone books. I said, Jesus Christ. But anyway, that was our PSA also for get rid of your phone books. Recycle. It'll help our communities. We're talking about Heather Hadley. And again, we're talking about versatility and style. And we want to go back to our wording, high energy. And I want you to think about what you think high energy means to you and how you can incorporate high energy into your day-to-day living. I know some mornings I wake up and I am just not in the mood to do anything. So when I get that cup of coffee, I've got a lot of high energy. It's probably from the caffeine that I'm drinking. But again, just pay attention to what your body's doing. Pay attention to your mental thoughts and wipe out the bad thoughts or the inconsistent thoughts and bring that high energy level to focus in on what it is you want to do. Remember, your brain is telling you, hey, you need high energy. Your energy level also, you can get that from fruit. You can get it from eating a better diet than just sitting there eating 18 pizzas. Or some spam, like I ate one time and got sick, and I said I won't eat any more spam. The next track we're going to play for you by Heather Hadley is called Superwoman. And I was watching her show on video, and she had just got through performing, and the crowd was just cheering and chanting that they wanted her to sing Superwoman. Now, of course, this song was done by Karen White, and we're going to follow up her version with the Karen White version. Then we'll talk a little bit more about Karen White. But what was so amazing, I enjoyed watching the concert on video because she was saying, don't get me started, because you know once I get my energy, I'll probably run up and down the aisles. And they kept saying, sing it, sing it. She's like, no, you don't want me to do that song. And she puts a lot of energy into the song. So after I watched it, I mean, it was just an amazing concert, and the crowd was going crazy. They sang along with her. So I want you to get your singing voice in order, and I know a lot of you remember this song, and like I said, we're going to back it up. This is one of our long music tracks. We're going to play Heather Hadley doing Superwoman, then we're going to follow it up with Karen White doing Superwoman, who originally did the song, and I think it was written by Babyface and L.A. Reid. But again, we're going to talk about that, but we're going to get to a totally different style of Heather Hadley singing Superwoman. And I know a lot of you women out there think you're Superwomen, and I think you are. I think you're super great. I love the women in my fan clubs and everywhere else. Women are the joy of the world. So let's get to Superwoman.
Everything's okay for us.
Karen White, right after Heather Hadley. And somebody needs to write an email and tell my producer, quit crying over there. He's talking about, his wife don't fix him some eggs and orange juice in the morning. Maybe she'll fix you some eggs and stuff. He's saying, well, we got a good relationship, but she still don't cook the eggs. Karen White was born in Los Angeles, and she is the youngest of five children. And again, here's another singer who sang in the church choir. A lot of our singers, Aretha and all them, they come from the church, so they still have their spiritual connections, but they just get into singing what we call music. We won't even label it. But again, I really liked the way that she did that song. I remember I had an office on LaSalle Street, and when it first came out, I used to be down there dancing with some loudspeakers. Matter of fact, my best friend, Tony Stevens in Chicago, he was part of my office group down there, rented an office space from me, and that was really cool. I loved working with him. But that's Miss Karen White. And again, she's married, or was married, I think she still is, to Terry Lewis. And they have a daughter named Ashley Nicole and an adopted son named Brandon. So that's amazing. That is just truly something else. Lewis brought to the marriage children Trey, and I guess it's Shiloh, C-H-L-O-E, or Chloe, one or the other. But it just goes to show you they eventually divorced in 1999, and she later married producer, musician, Bobby G is what it says. So I guess they did break up. Wow. But anyway, that was Karen White singing Superwoman, and that was a really big, big hit for her. But you could see the versatility between her and Heather Hadley. Well, in looking for the artists, I'm always looking for artists that have done a lot, that I like their style of music. We were able to shake, rattle, and roll with our hands and stump our feet and at the same time get into some romantic music and tell my producer to stop crying over there like a little girl. But that was just something else when we had to look at that kind of stuff. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we are almost out of time. Could you believe my time runs by like that? It's almost an hour and a half. We got 35 more minutes to go. Well, as I was looking for more and more things to bring to my listening audience, I did select another song by Karen White called Can I Stay With You? And I really like that. And again, I get to play my music over and over again while I'm searching for it. And that's a good thing. But we're going to go into Karen White, and then we're going to come back to a piece by Lattimore and, of course, our featured artist, Heather Hadley. But let's play Can I Stay With You. Now, I like this. I think I'm just going to dance around the studio by myself and enjoy some slow-moving music. But I like this Can I Stay With You. And I want you to stay with me while I play this track.
Can I stay with you, babe?
Say I'm supposed to say nowhere, but that's I ain't going nowhere. Man, I was dancing to that, and I was like, what? She said, oh, she ain't never felt like that before. She said, he had a trembling. She said, can I stay? Can I just move in? Can I just be with you? Woo. And actually, they probably got married after that because she wasn't going nowhere. That was good. That was Karen White, can I stay with you? You know, music is so interesting to me because I just get to pick out what I like, what I enjoy, and I listen to the words of some of these songs, and that's a lot of energy. They got to have some high energy to do it again and again and again and again. That was deep. We're going to move it into Lattimore, and I like Lattimore. And again, he's singing with our featured artist, Heather Hadley. And we're going to play another Kenny Lattimore song, and then we're going to speed it up. We're going to have you stumping your feet because when they did the movie Burlesque, I couldn't stop enjoying that movie. They had to run me out the movie theater. But let's listen to Lattimore and Heather Hadley singing Love Will Find a Way. And again, you'll get an idea of the range for Heather Hadley. And I know you like Karen White. I just have all the best recording artists in the world on my show playing their music. So let's go to Lattimore and Heather Hadley in a duet.
Can have their world, we'll create our own. I may not be brave or strong or smart, but somewhere in my secret heart, I know love will find a way anywhere I go. I'm home if you are there beside of me, like dark turning into day. Somehow we'll come through. Now that I've found you, love will find a way.
I was so afraid. Love is never wrong, and so it never dies. There's a perfect world shining in your eyes, and if only they could feel it too, the happiness I feel within. They know love will find a way anywhere we go. We're home if we are there together, like dark turning into day. Somehow we'll come through.
Track Lion King, and it's called Simba's Pride. It's in Lion King 2. So it just goes to show you the versatility in a lot of our recording artists. They can go from soul music to neo-soul to jazz to what we call classical. And that was Heather and Kenny Lattimore. And I really like that, man. Love will find a way. Oh, I got to wipe those tears out my eyes. Just loving, loving, love. I should have played that on Valentine's Day. We're going to play one more track by Kenny Lattimore. Then we're going to take a quick PSA. And when we come back, we're going to do some stomp down dancing with the burlesque girls. And I'm sure all of you know what burlesque is. So anyway, one more track for you by Kenny Lattimore. And I really like his music.
Can have their world, we'll create our own. I may not be brave or strong or smart, but somewhere in my secret heart, I know
love. My producer over there cried and played the wrong track. Quit crying over there. That was supposed to be for you by Kenny Lattimore. I don't know what he's playing over there. Man, wake up at the station. Anyway, we're going to change the quick track. We're going to go to Burlesque by Christine Aguilera. And like I said, now she's singing some jazz. We're going to take a quick PSA and make him stop crying over there, freaking out the wrong soundtracks. Man, I heard that, and I say, that sounds like the last song we played. So anyway, hey, we're going to go into a quick PSA. We'll be right back. We want to talk about strokes and our favorite Chicago hot dog stroke sound. I don't know what the heck he's thinking about over there, man. Your wife is with you. Give me a break. But let's go to this PSA, and then when we come back, we're going to turn up the volume.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh! Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And boy, was that a bummer. I heard that song, and I said, what the heck is he tuning in over there? Man, you better quit crying over there. I had to call my maid. She could talk to you. You know what? I had a chance to see the movie Burlesque, and I want you to get your feet together and your hands together, because the choreography behind this track was just simply amazing. And the movie is starring Cher, but you got to really see the movie. And it's called Burlesque. And it's kind of like Bob Fosse's style of putting things together, you know, Chicago and stuff like that. But I really like that. That was just Miss Christina Aguilera is starring in it. And she's born on December 18th, 1980. She's an American recording artist and actress. And she's born in Staten Island, New York, but she's raised in Wexford, W-E-X-F-O-R-D, Pennsylvania. She appeared on television star series, Star Search, The Mickey Mouse Club as a child. Can you believe that? And she rose to prominence, and this young lady can cut up. But I'm telling you, you need to see this. Now, I want you to get your hands together, your feet together, and I want you to clap, because the background singers are just off the track. We're going to speed it up. We got 18 more minutes. But I want you to listen to Christina Aguilera. And her middle name is Maria. But this track here, I was very fascinated with. And I'm telling you, once you see the movie and the choreography, and Cher did a pretty good role in being in the movie. She stars as a club owner, and she's about to lose her club, the Burlesque Club. And this singer breaks to the front with a lot of high energy, and she performs this track that nobody expected her to do. And so after she came down, Cher said, hey, I didn't know you could sing like that. That's the storyline. Then she got into more and more singing and brought the club up to a whole new level. But the choreography, I mean, this is choreography that I don't even think anybody could do any better. Not Bob Fosse, not anybody. But let's get your hands together, your feet together, and listen to the words in burlesque, because this is going to really have you jumping. And my producer's wiping his eyes. He's okay now, and he says he's ready to play burlesque. So let's get this on with Christina Aguilera.
Underneath the city lights, there is a world you know about, where rules don't apply, no, and you can't keep a good girl down. Looking for a good time, gonna make that shake, that money on a dime. Don't need a sugar daddy, she can work it just fine. Up on the table, she'll be dancing,
yeah,
all night.
All night.
Baby, don't just come to life. Under the spotlight, all the girls wanna fall in line.
We say, hey, 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 here come the lady boss to give a little show.
Okay, girls, let's show them how it's done. It ain't over till we say, and we've only just begun.
Let me hear you say,
yeah!
Love, sex, lady, no regrets.
E-X.
And that was Burlesque by Christina Aguilera. And again, I use that actually for my exercise tracks, especially the first part of that. That's high energy. And if you could see the video, the choreography and the dancers, just absolutely amazing. I mean, I thought I was watching a Broadway musical, which is what kind of what it was all about. I did a story like that myself. I wrote a play long time ago called Dance of the Dials, and I worked with these professional dancers, and they did some of the same things. I mean, moving pliés and chassés. It was great. It was the first time that an African-American community on the south side of Chicago, 123rd, got a chance to see somewhat of a musical brought to their community. And that was exposure. Now, the next tracks that I'm going to play, yes, they are by my girls, the Pussycat Dolls. And there's a little story behind that because I had an office in Memphis, and I used to work real late. And I had the greatest cleaning lady in the world. I mean, she was really supportive, but she was an older woman. And one night I was cleaning up I was in the office working. She was cleaning up. And she kept hearing all this loud music, and she came and said, "Dial, what are you playing?" And I said, "That's the Pussycat Dolls." And she said, "What's the who?" Because she's a very religious lady. She said, "That's the what?" So I told her what their name was, and I was playing their song, When I Grow Up. And I also played Buttons. So she said, okay, she went home, and she was telling her daughter what I was playing in my office. And she told her daughter it was the pussy similar girls or the some kind of girls, and I just laughed. But she said she saw them on TV. She said, I actually kind of like the way they dance and move. I said, yeah, they got good choreography. So she came back the next day, and she said, Don, remember the group you were telling me about? I said, yeah, the Pussycat Dolls. And she said, okay, I kind of like them. Well, it just goes to show you that once you see a group work, and if you look at the bottom of the screen, if you're looking at the internet, you'll see pictures of the Pussycat Girls, which is the Pussycat Dolls, led by a girl named Nicole. But we're going to get into their tracks because we're playing high-energy music, and this is a group that I really like, but also listen to the instruments behind the girls. I mean, they do great choreography, and I've seen the videos, but you got to give credit to the band. You got to give credit to the musicians. But this is featuring Nicole, and her last name is Schlesinger. So, again, it's the Pussycat Dolls, and I really like them, and I play this a lot. So I'm going to hit you with this track, and I want you to enjoy it because these are my girls.
Let's call you sexy. What's up, sexy? And we don't care what they say. Sexy. Every time you turn around, you're screaming your name. Let's call you sexy.
What's up, sexy?
And we don't care what they say.
Yeah.
Every time you turn around, you're screaming your name.
Don't shout.
Now I've got a confession.
Ha 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 ha.
When I was young, I wanted attention.
Ha 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 ha.
And I promised myself that I'd do anything.
Ha 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 ha.
Anything at all for them to notice me.
Ha 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 ha.
But I ain't complaining. We all wanna be famous. So go ahead and say what you wanna say. You know what it's like to be nameless. Wanna know what your name is.
Cause see when I was younger, I would say
when I grow up, I wanna be famous. I wanna be a star. I wanna be a movie. When I grow up, I wanna see the world outside my car. I wanna have movies. When I grow up, be on TV. Be on magazine. When I grow up,
you wish for, cause you just might. Oh, okay. I like that. Oh, and I'm going out party tonight after that one. Listen, I've had a great time. It's been an hour and a half. I've got to leave you. And my favorite saying is, enjoy life. That's all you have. And I'm going to take my show off with the Pussycat Girls, which is the Pussycat Dolls, singing Buttons. But this is my last 2 minutes. I'm going to end my show with a great group, and yes, I'm going out and dance my head off. Careful what you wish for, and you just might get it. I like that. I like that. Let's play Buttons and have
what
a great
it ready
weekend.
For?
Yeah, little mama, you looking good. I see you wanna play with a player from the hood. Come holler at me, you got it like that. Big Snoop Dogg with the lead pussycat. I show you how I go that. Yeah, I wanna throw that. Me and you one-on-one, treat it like a show that. You look at me and I look at you. I'm reaching for your shirt, what you want me to do?
I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons, baby. But you keep running up. Ain't what you gon' do to me.
Kimberly, Melody, you're telling me?
Loosen up my buttons.